Imagine discovering something big, something really big.
Maybe you can think of it as 265 times more massive and millions of times brighter than the sun.
And then imagine it really happened. Astronomers have discovered a new cluster of stars more massive than any others on record.
Plus, Earth-like planets scattered across the universe. Gene Roddenberry seems a little more realistic now, doesn't he?
To explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
So when can we boldly go on our Star Trek to new worlds?
Right now. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 23rd, and clearly, if we go to explore new worlds, we're not sending William Shatner.
No, we're sending me, Celeste, because I'm excited. We are going.
Now that's a headline.
We're going to space later this hour, and I couldn't be more excited. But first, let's check on the morning's top news. BP's hopes to have the relief wells in place by the weekend are blowing away in the wind, thanks to Tropical Storm Bonnie. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttle says dozens of ships at the well site are now evacuating the area.
If it weren't for the storm, we're probably within 10 days to 2 weeks of that happening. So if a storm comes, it just adds the time we're away, which could be anywhere from a few days to up to 2 weeks.
Well, one piece of good news, engineers are confident in the containment cap they've decided to leave on while the storm passes overhead. Bonnie is expected to reach the leak site sometime tomorrow.
The federal government made its case against Arizona's new immigration law in a Phoenix courtroom yesterday. Outside, protesters vented.
You just think that the law itself promotes racism.
I believe half these people haven't even read the bill, so they really don't understand what it all entails.
I'm American, my kids are American, we're all American, and I don't want to get stopped by the cops and ask me for my papers. Come on.
The new law is set to take effect next week. Last night, the U.S. Senate approved a $60 billion bill to help fund the troop surge in Afghanistan. They did strip $20 billion away. That was domestic spending, including grants to avoid teacher layoffs.
The North Korean government spokesman says joint military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea would be taken as a hostile act.
There will be physical response against the threat being posed by the United States militarily.
Tough words from the North there. The warning comes after direct meetings between the U.S. and North Korean officials in Vietnam this morning.
And all month, we've gotten good news about the auto industry and little trickles in the headlines. New plants going up, strong earnings, record overseas sales. Say that five times fast. Paul Eisenstein joins us now. He's the publisher of the Detroit Bureau. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Okay, so these little tiny headlines by themselves, not really all that important, but are we seeing a resurgence or is this kind of an anomaly?
The auto industry as a whole is picking up, but not super fast. It could take a few years for a global recovery. What's really nice is the domestic auto industry is posting some significant gains. They're actually, in many cases, outscoring their import rivals, and what's even better, they're starting to show profits.
Okay, Paul Eisenstein, stay with us for this conversation. We'll have more in a moment. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,322. The S&P opens at about 1,093 and the NASDAQ at 2245. So later on in the show, we're going to check back in with some voices that have been affected by recent news. Congress voted to extend unemployment benefits. We're going to talk with Michelle Ives, who's been waiting for this for quite some time. We're also going to hear the latest from Lieutenant Dan Choi, the openly gay man who was just honorably discharged because of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell Act. They'll both join us latest this hour.
And in just a moment, we look towards Detroit. But are automakers' short-term gains enough to save them in the long run? I'm going to answer that question. It's coming up.